Time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for May 22nd. You know, we always don't start until the flyover happens. Real quick, holidays today. It's Buy a Musical Instrument Day. And I said May 22nd. We are live on the air. Give us a call. National Maritime Day and World Goth Day. Seems quite appropriate. Birthdays today. Got a few of them. Brian Pillman would have been 59 today. If you've seen The Dark Side of the Ring, you've been incredible performer he was, and a sad story in the long run. Also, Scott Putski is 55. Tracy Brooks is 46. I know, don't give girls ages. And Daniel Bryan's 40 today. Happy BDDB. Happy birthday. You know, we haven't seen him in a while. Who knows where he is? This is the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. I'm your humble host. I'm joined by Furby. Furbs, I hear you there, bro. What's up?
Hey, good morning. How's everything going, everybody?
Hey, it's a Saturday morning, and it's a Saturday morning.
It's a beautiful Saturday morning.
We're joined from North Carolina by DC Dan Cole. DC.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. You know what that means. I know this is only a visual thing. Artiste, I brought a guest I'd like you to say hello to.
Oh,
man.
And just for those listening at home, I'm holding up a most delicious looking honey bun.
We are on Facebook Live right now, so they can see that.
Oh, clear as day. Everybody can see it.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah. And
here, Artiste. I'm sending it to you.
Oh, yeah. It's coming through digital. It's like a Wonka vision or something, you know? Except it's going to be small.
Oh, if only that existed.
And we're also joined by Rob Sanderson, the Artiste. Good morning, Rob. How's it going?
Good morning. It's nice to say good morning and. Be a Thursday night, but live, baby, live, just like Monday Nitro when it came to Cheyenne, Wyoming. If you don't get the reference, then go watch a movie.
All right. So we are here to talk the world of pro wrestling. Danger Boy is going to make it eventually. Maybe he's having some connectivity issues. I was having some connectivity issues. I apologize we got logged on so late, but it's like there was some. Nevertheless, we are live here Saturday morning. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number if you want to call. And you can call or comment. We can talk about anything. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. First thing I want to talk about, and I feel that we completely neglected it last week, was the passing of New Jack. New Jack passed away from a heart attack over a week ago, and we did not mention it last week. And you know, maybe it had been good reasons because it hadn't happened at the time, I think. But New Jack, and it's funny, is I work with Bob Matthews after this show, and Bob thought New Jack was like a huge superstar. He goes, "Oh my gosh, it's a big loss," and it's like. Is it? You know, I mean, I'm not downplaying anything he did, but New Jack wasn't like Shawn Michaels, you know, passing away, or the Macho Man. And Shawn Michaels hasn't passed away, but I mean, if it, that, you know, that's what he was thinking. It's like a super duper star like that. It's like, it's, you know, it was New Jack, and New Jack had his niche in the business. But I proceeded to tell the story on the air how he threatened me the first time I ever met him. So it's like, we went to, and I'll tell the story very quickly. We went to ECW at the Burt Flickinger Center in Buffalo, New York, when ECW still was ECW, when Paul Heyman was running ECW, when he was on the, you know, he was getting paid by WWE. We didn't know then, but when they do these live events, He would, they would, all the wrestlers would be there and they'd be hanging out and stuff. And so after the show was over, we went up and wanted to get some IDs. You know, the ID, the things we run on the show. And New Jack told me that if I didn't take that microphone out of his play, out of his face, he was going to insert it someplace else in my body. And, you know, and it's like, this is like, I mean, this is like right when we started doing the show too. Like we're talking 1998, 99. So I didn't know the whole mass transit thing that had happened, and that really had a lot to do with why he didn't want to talk in the mic. He said he, later I heard that he had been being chased around by Inside Edition, Current Affair, all those TV shows were trying to get him on to talk about, you know, the cutting at the mass transit. You know, if you have never seen that Dark Side of the Ring, definitely check out Dark Side of the Ring, the one with Jerome Harris, a.k.a. New Jack. So my first experience with him was him threatening me. And, you know, I mean, he's not the first wrestler, because I think Bubba Ray did too. But I will say that, you know, he had his niche in the business, and, there was never a more fun match than when you heard his music start, because, you know, the music was going to go the whole match until the very end. And he was going to pull out all sorts of implements of destruction, whether it be a garden hoe or a scale model of the Titanic, which he did do in Buffalo, and broke it over someone's head. But those are my memories of New Jack. It's sad that he had a heart attack. I know that he had a rough life, and Paul Heyman really kind of touched me when he gave a little bit of a dedication to him and talked a little bit about him and about what kind of person he was. Anybody else have any thoughts on New Jack, you know, passing away this past week? Maybe.
I think obviously he's one of those guys who was a polarizing figure in the business. Not obviously, as you mentioned, always in a positive sense, but contributed a lot, was around for a long time. Obviously, a lot of crazy stuff in Smoky Mountain, and the fans loved him. So I think he's one of those type of guys that reminds me almost of some hockey enforcers out there, where you love to have him on your team and you don't want to be against him. And so he leaves quite the legacy.
How about you, DC?
I was just going to say, I mean, admittedly, I was never, you know, too familiar with any of his work. But he was a name. Like when somebody said New Jack, you knew exactly what, you know, you were getting from him. And, you know, I've had the chance to look back, you know, since his passing, to see some of his, you know, some of his work. And he was just one of those guys that seemed like he always, you know, gave everything he could to the industry. So, and a local Greensboro guy, which I never knew.
I mean, you could just tell by his forehead all cut up when
I was going to say, probably the most, like, not to be like silly or stupid, but had to have one of the most famous foreheads of any wrestler. I mean, you could see all the battle scars.
How about you, Ferbs? I know, Ferbs, you're the young guy on the block here.
Yeah, my only exposure to New Jack really is from the Dark Side of the Ring episode that aired last year. So, you know, just learning a little bit about his story and just him himself, it was pretty interesting. And, you know,
honestly, beyond the first experience with him, I was there for the September to Remember pay-per-view, also at the Burt Flickinger Center, in which he climbed up on top of a basketball hoop and jumped off that onto, I think it was Sabu who he was wrestling. And he came, and we were standing by it when in the crowd, and he came up to us and he goes, can you guys just move over for a little bit and then we'll get out of your way? It's like, yeah, that's fine. He was very polite about it. Then proceeded to pull a ladder out and climb up to this basket hoop and jump off. If you ever go back and watch, if you ever go back and watch any of those, you definitely can check that out. Check out some of his crazy moves. He's gotten hurt too. I mean, he really got hurt a bunch of times jumping off of high things in ECW, but he will definitely be missed. R.A.P. New Jack. If anyone has a memory of him, give us a call. 222-1280 star 1280. I'll try to get to the phone as soon as I can. I see it's ringing right now, so hold your phone. But we got to go into some news too. Big news this week. All Elite Wrestling's moving to TBS this January 2020. It's also announced that they're going to start a weekly show in August, on August 13th, called AEW Rampage. It'll be on at 10 p.m. Eastern on TNT. thoughts on this move? I mean, we, you know, it felt, it kind of like came out of nowhere, but it felt like it was coming anyways, you know. I mean, they, you know, they, because of the NHL and everything. Mr. Sanderson, you have some thoughts on that? We did talk about this, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's overall, it's good news. You know, I think the fact that you've got that extra hour, I love that Tony Khan did not want to go to a third hour of Dynamite. I think that's really important to separate it out. I'm interested to see what happens. You know, the word is that when the shift happens next year, that Rampage will also shift to TBS, but may or may not still be a Friday night 10 to 11 p.m. at that point. That could shift. So that's intriguing to me to see what happens, because I want to know what's going to end up happening with their touring schedule, how they're going to film all of these shows each week. Is it ever going to be live? Because I think that makes a huge difference in terms of whether something feels like an A show or not. You know, if they go back to Dynamite being live every week, but then Rampage, hopefully it's not like taping four episodes of Rampage in a day or something like that. So TBS seems to be pretty much on par with TNT. I don't really think there's a problem there. I think the four quarterly specials they're going to have on TNT will be huge. So, you know, they get more money out of it. And overall, it's just a way for AEW to continue to grow. So, I don't know. Sounds like the TNT title is not going to change names, at least the word as of right now. They can still defend it on those quarterly shows and stuff. That's a little strange, but, you know, I don't, TBS, I think some people still consider to be bigger than TNT. I don't know if that's really the case now. I think they're pretty equal.
I just want to let you know we've got Danger on the phone with us now. He's having some difficulties getting in. Danger. Danger, you're on with DC Dan Cole, Furby, me, and, of course, the Artiste. And we're just talking about All Elite moving to TBS, which was probably the biggest news. And we did talk a little bit about New Jack in the beginning of the show. I'm just kind of catching you up. And for those of you who have been just waking up now and realizing we are live, you can give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Danger, how are you doing today?
I mean, I've been better. If any of my technology wanted to work, it would be much to my my benefit. But other than that, can't complain. Love being live again on Saturdays. Have we pulled back that veil yet that we're live again?
Well, we weren't before. No. Yeah. We kind of you know, we've had some tapings in the last 6-9 months or whatever, but we're here live now.
Nice.
We're here live now. And, you know, but we are talking wrestling all the time too. And Sean, Danger Boy, you have any memories of New Jack? Cause I know you,
wow, kayfabe's gone all over the place now.
I was going to say, what's worse, yeah, not mentioning that we haven't been live or calling Danger Boy by his real name.
Oh, sorry about that.
I mean, New Jack, one of the first things you texted us was that he was one of the only people, and I had another one at ECW with Bubba Ray Dudley, but he's one of the only people that's actually threatened us,
yeah,
when we tried to talk to him. But also, you can't deny what he brought to a crowd when he showed up. No place I've ever been for a wrestling show has erupted, minus Hulk Hogan in the Blue Cross Arena for some reason, like the Burt Flickinger Center did when New Jack would come out, when Natural Born Killers would play over the loudspeaker. So, I mean, he was controversial. He did some interesting stuff, but New Jack overall was a positive in my viewing experience as a late teenager at the time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, thank you for those words. Yeah, we've been threatened by a few wrestlers, but New Jack was the very first one, I think. So, you didn't put a notch in someplace on the baseball bat or something. But we are talking about too about AEW, and this is one thing we didn't, I don't know if we mentioned or not, but several million dollars under the new expanded TV agreement with Warner Media. So they're not only are they getting moved to TBS, which I don't think is a bad thing, to be honest with you. And they definitely see that as a positive within AEW. They're getting an extra show, they're getting moved, and they're going to have, I heard they're working away from pay-per-views too. So they're going to do those four major events on TNT, and they're going to use that like a pay-per-view kind of a deal.
It's better. I think it's better than putting on 12 pay-per-views a year or 13 or whatever it ends up being. If you do like they're the Clash of Champions where you have your major pay-per-views, and then you have your four specials or whatever. But the fact they're getting paid, and I've heard it's eight figures, so it's going to be between $10 and $99 million to move to TBS, tells you all you need to know about whether it's a lateral move or a move down on what station they're going to be in. Everyone thinks TBS is so much better, and I love TBS's history with 605, but the fact they're getting paid extra to move there tells me it's a move down.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, TNT is the sports channel, you know, and it seems to be, you know, promoted that way at least. So, you know, but they, like I said, this news has seemed positive in AEW. And, you know, I guess we'll see when January comes around how it actually does. I mean, listen, TBS has had Conan O'Brien for what, like 10 years now, and he's retiring this year, so he's done. So they're definitely looking for more. But yeah, it all came down to with the NHL, they have to put him someplace. And you know, if AEW stayed on TNT, how many times would they get preempted? You know, and that's, I think, you know, one of the things they think about. You know, I mean, they may get preempted for baseball coverage as well. But anyone have any other thoughts?
I was just going to say,
well, that's the thing too, is you think about like this next few weeks of AEW, how much preempting's happening in these next few weeks. So the more we can avoid that, the better. It's easy. It's just as easy in 2022 to find TBS as it is TNT.
I was going to say, as far as networks go, it's really a lateral, because when you look at the numbers, TNT and TBS are essentially in the same amount of households across the United States. It's not like they're going from a network that's accessible to 80 million down to a network that's only accessible to 10 million. So really, their numbers shouldn't hurt at all.
My biggest
thought,
they're
not going to Access TV.
I didn't want to go there, but yeah, they're not going there. They're not going to Access. Like,
my biggest thought honestly, I think it is a positive thing, but with adding Rampage as the extra hour, I'm hoping that Elevation and Dark don't continue to be 2-hour shows, especially now that they're going to get back to touring and stuff. Hopefully they can, you know, bring it down a little bit, because two straight 2-hour shows on top of their $2 weekly show on top of their weekly show is a lot, especially for a free stream show on YouTube.
Definitely.
That's the other important piece too. Credit to Tony Khan for not taking that third hour and adding it on.
Yeah, I heard
because
that. They had
we know what happens when a show gets to 3 hours.
Yeah, they start. The writers become weak. Hey, we got to go to break on that. We are going to come back and talk a little bit about WWE had some cuts this week. And speaking of, this is Aleister Black. He showed up last night, messed around with the main event on SmackDown, and made his presence felt again. But not only did we have some cuts this past week, but we may have had a zombie sighting. That and more up next on the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. To the Pain Clinic, and before we jump back into the news and everything, we want to send our best out. Not only did we lose New Jack this past week, but longtime pro wrestler Don Kernoodle, he died on a week ago, or this past Monday at age 71. Cause of death has not been disclosed. I remember Don Kernoodle was like a sergeant or something, Sergeant Kernoodle, and did this whole Sergeant Slaughter. He was like Sergeant Slaughter's lackey for many years down in Georgia Championship Wrestling. By the way, you know what? Man, it's beautiful here in Rochester. It is currently 76 degrees. Isn't that insane? 10:22 on a Saturday morning, it's 76 degrees. It was like 90 yesterday. I went to the ball game last night. It was beautiful. I mean, the Red Wings didn't win.
It's so much different than talking about the Saturday weather on a Thursday night, right?
Yeah. It's beautiful. Wow. Yeah, I know. Maybe we needed to record during the bad months. But welcome back to the show. I want to start off by talking about WWE releasing a bunch of people this past week. We got a whole slew. We had a couple weeks ago where they released a bunch of people. Samoa Joe, and there was a bunch of big names that hopefully we'll see pop up sometime soon. But this past week, NXT's turn, we got WWE released Alexander Wolf, which is funny because he had a match on Tuesday night, and then they let him go.
Yeah, and they said that it's not so much that he was released, they're just not renewing his contract. His contract ends June 15th, and then basically they're parting ways.
So, yeah, okay, so that, maybe that's a couple of the same deal with a couple of these guys. Ezra Judge, who we really haven't seen that much, Skylar's story, Brandy, what's her name? Brandy Lee, something like that.
Brandy Lauren.
Brandy Lauren, that's it, yeah. Velveteen Dream.
Let's, woo!
Yeah.
See ya.
See ya, Velveteen. Jessamine Duke. Kavita Devi. Vanessa Bourne. Sorry. And referees Drake Wirtz and Jake Clemens. And
woo!
Yeah, there's another one. Drake Wirtz. I don't think there's a lot of people who are sad to see that guy go.
No.
He's controversial.
Don't let the door hit you 18 times on the way out, Drake.
Yeah, he's a guy.
He used to be a good person.
He was. He just got up and left in the middle of a message from Triple H, which made everyone kind of look at him leery-eyed. And,
there are several things that made him get looked at leery-eyed, but we won't go into that because it will take forever.
Yeah, he'll pop up someplace, I'm sure, maybe, or maybe not. Maybe we'll have to pick a new career.
No, he won't.
I'm bummed.
Maybe IWA Mid-South or something, but yeah. No.
True. It's got to be a Southern setup. But I'm just going to miss Vanessa Bourne because, one, we never got her on, she was supposed to go to SmackDown, about 9 months ago or 8 months ago? And we saw her wrestle here in town, tagging with Mandy Rose when NXT came to the Main Street Armory, which all those people who didn't go probably should be, cursing themselves because that was an incredible show, and it was in Rochester, But I heard Jessamine Duke is going to be brought back though. There's a chance that she might be brought back, and I'm sure all these people, if they leave on good standing, they'll be brought back, or eventually we'll have another dabblance with the WWE in the future because it's really a small world, and I mean it's just really sad for some of them who this is their life, they're so young, and it gets destroyed pretty quick, you get a contract and then they just cut it,
I think the one thing I want to say with that is there are people on this list that, for better or worse, I mean they were signed initially, and I feel bad for the people Skylar Story or Jake Clemens, for example, who were not signed for very long, less than what they would have had on, say, a one-year lease after moving to the Winter Park, Florida area or whatever, things like that. You got to do your research in terms of hiring people, and I feel like, some of these people didn't – they got hired, but then they didn't really have much of a chance, that if you were going to cut them that soon, maybe you should have done more research first in terms of signing them at all. I mean, maybe they're glad for the experience. I feel like that's kind of weird because most of the people that we see get cut, it's not, just months after they were signed and didn't really even – in the case of Skylar Story, Brandy Lauren, never really debuted or anything, right?
She was in the Women's Battle Royale that they had on, was it on the pay-per-view? I remember she was in and out pretty quick. Yeah. No, the reason I know her is because she was born in Buffalo, and she claims to be a New York native, even though she's wherever she's living now, New Jersey or down in Florida. But she always would say, she would do all those question and answers things on, and people would always ask her about growing up in Buffalo. I think she was there until she was six or so, but she definitely comes back every once in a while. But it's a shame. And she also was dating what's his name from Joey Janela. Yeah, so which maybe led to a little bit of it, maybe, because she was posting pictures of her and Joey on her Instagram when they both were.
There's so many of those crossover relationships, or maybe there were more before the last round of cuts, but they can't really be upset about those at this point.
No, I know Vanessa Bourne wasn't. She kind of tongue-in-cheek said, yeah, look how hard I've been working the last 6 months. And if you follow her on Instagram, she's been in Arizona the whole time. And she's been, she really hasn't been training or anything. So, I mean, she's been training, but she has not been training in the ring to come back or anything. So there's, power to everybody. We'll see. I guess we don't get the Four Horsewomen anytime too soon. Yeah, I guess you don't with Ronda, or actually the Four Horsewomen.
They were all on different levels wrestling-wise. We'll leave it at that. But and I'm not going to get on the big Drake Wirtz tangent, but just more came out this week in terms of maybe double-digit numbers of people on the roster that were not comfortable with him refereeing their matches. And you need to be comfortable with your referee for a safety aspect, for communication aspects, all of those kinds of things. If you're not comfortable in the ring with that with your ref, that's a problem. So I'm glad that issue has been resolved.
Sorry, I was answering the phone. I actually got a call. Should we take it? See if you guys can hear it.
Can we hear it?
Let's see. Okay. Hi, is this Reading Buffet?
Reading Buffet, yes, sir.
What's up? Oh, you're calling the pain clinic. What's happening?
Well, I'm 70 years old, approaching still work, approaching retirement. I'm counting on my 401k to supplement my social. But it's all been in very the most conservative for many, many years. And I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do to stave off inflation. I don't want to risk losing any money.
Okay, Writing, hold on a second. I want to stop you right there. You know what? You just got to start making checks out to the guy's name is Richard Jones. You can send the checks to me, care of the radio station. I believe you've got the wrong station. I'm just telling you that now, right now. We are you're talking to a sports station, Fox Sports 1280, which I answered the phone saying. Sir, I apologize for that. Please try this with the correct station. Darn it. I thought we were going to get a good call in there, but okay, let's move on a little bit. We talked about cutting people. Now we're going to talk about.
That's not the worst call in pain clinic experience.
I was expecting worse.
It was quick. It was in and out. I mean, good luck to that guy.
Yeah, cash.
I mean, you could have told him to invest in Doge.
Diverse your stuff.
Diversify your bond.
Well,
hearing aids. I don't know.
Live.
I put him on hold, and he finally hung up with that last one about the Dogecoin. Aww. So I mean, he obviously
part of me wanted to see how long we could string it along.
We could have went.
I think we bailed too quickly on that one.
I think we did too, but I just wanted to stop him and see if I could get him to write me a check or two. So we got to go to break. I didn't even get a chance to. We got some injuries we want to talk about. We're going to go to break. Come back on the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Coming back with a little Tommy Dreamer with a little mixed in of
Don't Taze Me, Bro!
Don't Taze Me, Bro. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Furby, the Artiste, and you. And thank you again. And also, I can't remember the guy's name now, but he called and wanted some financial advice. We can't do that. But if you want to give us a call, 222-1280. If you're outside the area of Rochester, the Rochester General vicinity, it's 585-222-1280. Call us up. We'll talk about anything. I want to talk a little bit right now about some injuries that happened this past week. And I got to start talking about zombies, okay? Listen, we had a pay-per-view last weekend. It was WWE's, WrestleMania Backlash or Backlash, I don't know. But they decided to have a lumberjack match, and because it was sponsored by Army of the Dead, which, you know, of course, is the brand new Batista. I should say Batista, but it's actually Zack Snyder. So, the man who made the four-hour Justice League movie is now doing a zombie movie in Vegas. I mean, it looks interesting. It looks a lot of fun. But because of that, apparently the zombies got into the locker room at wasn't the Performance Center. It was at the Thunderdome. And the zombies came out and were the lumberjacks. You know, the funniest thing about that whole deal is when the zombies were on the TV screen, I started laughing my head off. Did you guys see that? When they had like the eight TV screens along the back, and there's a zombie that was all the zombies that came out of the locker room where the zombies were each other's head was on the screen. It was hilarious. Yeah. It was, it was terrible. What'd you guys think? I mean, listen, I know that there's the tripping the light fantastic, as they say, when it comes to being, doing stage work and wrestling and everything. But did that take us back? I heard Chris Jericho posted it took us back 30 years. He's just kind of doing a little revenge from what we were talking about last week. But thoughts on it, guys? Zombies.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So real quick, if you're going to compare Blood and Guts to the Zombies match and pick which one set the business back 30 years, there's a very clear answer.
Yeah. I'm going to say this. I agree with DC. At the same time, Blood and Guts didn't get them paid an extra seven figures like having zombies on the show did. So that kind of set them ahead a little bit with the money. So that's a bonus.
Oh yeah, they got the extra money.
Zombies weren't even acceptable 30 years ago. Like, the zombies won't be acceptable in another 30 years either. It was stupid. It's a bad idea from stupid creative or whatever line is.
Yeah, the only savior here is, I mean, lumberjack matches suck anyways. So, I mean, did it really make it that much worse? I mean, zombies are dumb. Lumberjack matches are dumb.
The zombies were like,
I like screen time for Joe Gacy.
Yeah, I was gonna say Joe Gacy got in there. There's a bunch of guys who were Wayne Bloom's son, Cal Bloom, was in there.
Scotty Too Hottie was in there.
I heard Scotty Too Hottie was in there. There's a bunch. So the funny thing
August
is,
Gray.
Yeah, the funny thing is that the zombies, they weren't real zombies because they really didn't go to eat everybody until the match was over, but they stayed outside the ring for a pretty good
time. Yeah, they knew the rules of a lumberjack
match. Breaking news, they weren't real zombies. What qualifies as a real zombie?
I don't know. Like, it's hard to really know the Miz got eaten.
I can't say it, but they would watch a network that maybe is tied into. Yeah, I'm going to stop there.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Drake Wirtz. We'll just go with that one.
Well,
here's how you identify a zombie. Ask them if they've been vaccinated.
Yeah. The worst thing I felt about it was the at the end the Miz was mobbed by him, apparently killed. I would think.
I was gonna say that's the one area where this benefited them. Sadly, you know, I know you want to talk about injuries, and one of them being unfortunately the Miz. So that's the one place it kind of worked out for them. Miz gets eaten in the middle of the ring, and sure enough, he needs several months away.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is if he comes back, maybe they'll have him.
He needs to come back as a zombie.
Yeah, he's got to come back as a zombie. I hope they remember this. You know, don't use the, you know, the memory of, you know, the we tell you what to remember. But, yeah, I mean, but we also thought John Morrison got taken out, too, because he got pulled down by him on the outside of the ring. Apparently he didn't. He came back and talked about it on Monday Night Raw.
Well, he cut a great promo about the Miz being dead on Monday.
Sneakily got under the desk.
What was that, Danger?
He cut a great promo about the Miz being dead on Monday.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, I will say that interesting to see that. Funny and to a certain extent. But if Batista would have been there, maybe I would have been a little bit more accepting of what was going on because it really was to promote something Batista was doing, you know, but he couldn't be there. So,
I mean, he did the open of the show. I mean, he took the, you know, the normal, you know, not the same regular voice as normal. So it was Batista this time.
So, yeah, that's true. It was Batista. And so definitely, you know, I mean, hopefully you'll go see Army of the Dead or whatever it was. And unfortunately, Miz is out with a left ACL tear from Sunday, which I guess happened. I have to go back and watch it now, but I think it was like he got kicked by Damian Priest at one point. And he landed on Miz. A lot of people landing on top of each other recently. You know, he had, you know, Sheamus landing on top of what was his name? Who's the guy that Sheamus landed on top of? A couple
Korea.
Weeks ago? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And so, well, it's, you know, I mean, I don't know. It can't hurt. The Miz seems to disappear every few months, anyways. You know, he could be gone for a while, but there'll probably be a new season for his TV show. Maybe.
Hopefully, this is a chance for John Morrison to get a little bit of a singles push, but we'll see if that actually happens.
Yeah,
he's deserving of something like that.
For sure. I mean, they haven't done much with him at all since he re-signed, so hopefully he gets a shot.
Okay, we got another call, guys. You guys got your financial hats on. We got Gary from Victor. What's up, Gary?
Hey, guys. It's good to get the chance to talk to you guys again on the air.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, one thing. I found something on the computer. You guys, I don't know if you know about it or if anybody would be interested. It's called Pluto TV.
Yeah, it's one of the Roku TV channels. I think a lot, you know, is there a lot of wrestling on that? Is that what you're
saying?
There's
an Impact channel, a AAA channel with their more modern stuff on, actually. And they've got their own channel that has a lot of independent, that crazy Urban Wrestling League. And, oh, my God, speaking of New Jack, I mean, it's like, it's crazy. And then they sometimes show older, like Glow. They show the Glow shows, but they don't call it Glow. They call it something else. But it's the Glow, those terrible Glow shows. Hey, what happened to Tessa Blanchard? Is she hurt?
Tessa?
Did she retire?
Yeah. I heard that. I've seen some pictures recently of her working out with guys from AEW. I'm not going to say anything, saying that anything's been set there, but her dad, Tully, does work there.
Yeah, I know.
You know? So
she's been around people from WWE and Impact and everything else. I'm not reading into any of that. I still don't think anybody's going to touch her right now with with what came out a year ago and stuff. So she's not too well liked by a lot of people.
I don't know. I didn't hear anything. What are we talking about?
She had used some racist language towards somebody, another wrestler.
Really?
She also apologized, she said, for it, too. But nevertheless, that's what kind of, and that happened even before she won the Impact title. So, I mean, you know, they still went ahead with her.
A lot of it all came out literally in the day or two before she won the Impact title, where there were a lot of people wondering. Everybody kind of expected that she was going to win the title that weekend, and then everything blew up. That was like January of 2020. And then everything went kind of crazy where people were like, is Impact still going to give her the title? Because now the timing of everything that came out. So it's not to take away, she's an incredible professional wrestler, but if I'm in charge of AEW or another company right now, I still don't think you can bring her in.
Well, they were fast tracking her when they went down to Mexico. Fabi laid down for her. She beat Fabi, and Fabi is like one of the top women wrestlers in Mexico. I figured she was, but I didn't know about the racist thing. Also, Jordynne Grace. I saw her wrestle Jordynne Grace, and Jordynne Grace took her apart. I mean, she was the real deal. I beat her. I was really, you know, I surprised that on last night. I don't know if you guys saw it. Jordynne Grace wrestled her former partner, Ellering's daughter, and Ellering's daughter beat her.
Interesting. Yeah. Jordynne Grace. I think Jordynne Grace is on a short-term contract or something. That's what I think I was hearing. So maybe that explains why. She would lose, but I mean, she also is like, I know Ferb, she's one of your favorite Ferbs, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And pretty sure Jordynne Grace just re-signed a deal with Impact.
Okay. Now who's the young lady? She's obviously a bodybuilder on AEW. She was supposed to wrestle Rhodes's wife and she got pregnant and they had, I forget what the young lady's name. Well, she was like half her size, and she just killed her. But she's got to be a bodybuilder, power lifter. She looks like she could squat about 500 pounds, and she's in great condition. I mean, I can't remember what her name is, but she's really, really good.
She was in that mixed tag match against Red Velvet.
I'm wondering when they're going to put the title on her.
Oh, probably not. Probably sometime soon, I'm guessing. I mean, it seems like she's still not focused on in there a lot. I mean, she's there, but there's so many people that are
slow there. Slow build with her. I mean, she's doing an angle right now where managers are trying to court her to work with her and stuff. I mean, I think, you know, we're 8 days away from the doctor taking over the women's title. I think she's going to have a long reign. Then I think of other, you know, rising stars out there like Statlander, maybe Red Velvet, maybe Ty Conti and stuff. So I don't know if you'll have Jade Cargill in that mix for a while. I think let her build up to be a superstar for a while. I mean, even, you know, how long did it take? I hate the comparison, but Jade Cargill made that comparison recently as well. It's like China. China came in, was a star, and was a force in the WWF. Didn't have the women's title, though, for a long time. Didn't need it, really.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I was going to say, I honestly don't think Jade Cargill is going to be anywhere around the title for a long, long time.
Gary, thank you so much for calling. We're going to take one more call before we go to break. And how could we do a live show here on Fox Sports 1280 without having Buddy Buddy on the line with us? Buddy Buddy, what's up?
Hi, guys. How you guys been doing? I miss you guys. I have a question.
We're here every week. Actually, go ahead.
Do you remember the main event on Dynamite this week? Where I forgot who it was, Merrill and Darby Allin.
Yep.
Now, if you go back and take another look at the ending of that match, there's a little bit of controversy. Because if you remember, Merrill's shoulders were down, and he was on top of him. Why didn't the referee not come to pinfall?
Well, I mean, it was, I don't know. That's a good question. I think that...
Do you know what I mean? Are our tickets okay for AEW when they come in September?
They are, September 29th. Those tickets are still good if you got them from back when they were supposed to come and back in March of last year. So thanks for calling, Buddy Buddy. We appreciate that. What do you guys think? Did you think that Miro's shoulders were down? I remember it was kind of a close call, a very close pinfall count, and then he got out.
I mean, we also have had a lot of pinfalls recently where the shoulders of the person being pinned were not down. So that's one of those things you kind of have to just suspend the disbelief or whatever in wrestling,
just,
I guess.
I got to give
Buddy Buddy credit, and I don't know if he knew he was coming to the authority on this, because as a bunch of degenerate gamblers, who would have a vested stake in a situation like this. I think we can take this away and really, you know, dissect it.
I would agree. And, you know, Cool Kurt's still number one. So we got to go to a break on that, folks. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy on the phone, Rob Sanderson, and Furby, and with his New York Mets hat. And we're on Facebook Live. If you're a fan of ours on Facebook, you can watch us live right now. We're talking. I didn't get a chance to talk about it yet, but WWE came out this past. Hello, Danger.
Not me.
No, not you. Who's got the dog?
That would be me.
All right. Who brought the
dog? We're live, pal.
Did you ever see Ghostbusters? Never mind. Okay, who brought the dog? Sorry, stupid Rick Moranis joke. Nevertheless, WWE came out this week. They're going on the road. And they opened last night SmackDown with it. We're on the road. We're going on the road. We're going to be on the road. And they announced like two dates, I think, or maybe three dates. Excuse me, but they're going to be on the road. And because, I mean, obviously the week before we talked about how AEW is going to be. Sorry, I got a tickle in my throat. AEW is going to be on the road. You know, we talked about all the dates that they've got coming up, as well as Rochester, September 29th at the Blue Cross Arena, Wednesday. But what do you guys think? I mean, and obviously we talked about how Fox wants them to be on the road again. And I think that had a lot to do with the big announcement on Friday night.
Yeah, I said last week, I saw a report out there that WWE was definitely interested in trying to get back on the road, and they mentioned the dates of the July 16th to the 19th, and it's exactly what they did, and it makes sense why Hell in a Cell obviously is going to be in June, and they moved Money in the Bank to July. Obviously, Money in the Bank is like their, you know, fifth major pay-per-view is what they basically call it, so it's definitely a good one to open up with having the fans back. And obviously, AEW is doing it. WWE is going to want to get into it too. So, and
of course, Ring of Honor. We mentioned Ring of Honor last week too. They're going to be on the road for their big anniversary show. So it looks like the world's opening up, which is pretty cool.
Well, if you're a fan in Texas, you got a lot of choices to make because.
Go ahead, Danger, or go ahead, Rob. Guys, we're talking at the same time, so.
I was going to say, I mean, like if you got. At least two AEW shows coming to Texas, and now Houston, Fort Worth, and Dallas, I think, were the first three announced for WWE. So if you're a wrestling fan in Texas, you better stop spending all your money at the barbecue places and figure out which wrestling shows you're going to, because you got a lot of choices coming up.
Yeah. What about you, Danger? What were you thinking?
I was saying that there's rumors they're in talks with a major name to come back for these shows when they first get in front of the crowds. Because of the reaction he elicits, and that's John Cena.
Oh, I was
John
surprised.
Cena's supposed to be coming back.
I'm surprised. Cena, I would think maybe Austin if it's down in Texas. Don't you think that, you know, if they could get him on the road with him a little bit, you know?
Yeah, but he can't wrestle.
No, he can't, but John Cena can. I've heard things about John Cena possibly coming back anyways in some aspect or another. He's got that TV show we talked about called Evil or whatever, you know, that we talked about like last week or 2 weeks ago. But I think it's good. You know, it's like, I mean, like, for instance, today, when I get done out of here, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing a fundraiser at Frontier Field. I'm going to be pouring beers at one of the booths the whole game today. It starts as an early game too. But I was at the game last night, and it was like, I would say that, you know, maybe it wasn't it wasn't packed, but you know, it can't be yet. But it's nice to see to get out there. And I sat in the grass down in the berm down by the left field line, and it was fun just to watch a portion of the game I got to see. And get out, and I know it makes you want to go out and do things even more, and hopefully we'll be, you know, the world will start. I know it's you got to be cautious about it and everything. I understand that, but I am kind of excited. You know, I can't right now. September 29th is going to be like a holiday when we get AEW in Rochester. DC, you should come up for it, bro.
Hey, anything is possible.
Yeah, I mean,
pretty
yeah,
excited.
Maybe,
for
maybe
those
by then
CW
I'll be comfortable to fly.
What was that? Oh yeah, that's right. Two CW shows right around then too.
Thursday and Friday, right after the AEW on Wednesday. So mm-hmm. I know there's another announcement for the two CW coming in the next few days as well. So pretty exciting stuff. Holy another geez. A person who's been mentioned a lot on the show in recent weeks. So.
Oh. Okay. Cool.
Oh. Okay.
Cool. Someone knows something. You know who to email. It's Rob Sanderson. Look him up. So we're running out of time.
Yeah, just
here.
Send your checks over.
Yeah. When you're sending your financing checks, like to me, like I asked you, we'll tell you what the answer is. But I do want to mention before I would be terrible if I didn't, that New Japan Pro Wrestling announced that Will Ospreay has vacated his IWGP World Heavyweight title this past week. We knew he got injured. It was a while ago, and they just kind of dragged that out a little bit. But Will Ospreay, you know, the humans, I was going to call him the human highlight reel, because it's like you're watching one of his matches, you see everything. But it's a shame, because now they're going to have, maybe they're going to make a tournament out of it, I think, maybe to get a new champ or something. I haven't really seen what they've decided to do yet. I think they had a show last night, too, didn't they?
Does Omega want another belt?
Yeah, Omega doesn't have enough belts as it is already. So, you know, and, you know, I like Ospreay. I just, you know, I watched him goof up before. Okay. It happens to everybody. There's a piece of news I didn't really cover because I thought maybe it was storyline, but Strowman might have gotten hurt at last weekend's pay-per-view. It looks like he got some rib injuries. I mean, he was selling rib injuries the whole match, so I don't know if that was legit or not. What do you think, Ferbs?
I think it's kind of storyline. I mean, not often do you break ribs just from a spear, but I mean, who knows? Anything could happen.
Well,
I want to know how a train injures its ribs.
True. Yeah. I know, run into the immovable object, I guess that would be the best way. But is there anything else we missed this week to talk about? We talked about the cuts, WWE on the road, zombies, New Jack, Dynamite moving, Rampage. I mean, wow, I'm exhausted.
A lot happened in the world of wrestling this week.
It certainly did, and we are coming down to the end of the show anyway. So I just want to let you know you can find all our old shows on thepainclinic.net. You can find, also you can subscribe to us through that, iTunes, you know, you can email us, you know, we're live here every Saturday morning, we're Facebook Live, be our Facebook friend. You can see the video of these guys, remotely being in here, and I'm in the studio. And, I would say you guys, you know, I hope you guys have a great week. Go out and hit some balls if you're like into like playing golf. Danger, I think we got 18 tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to, so the first time out.
One last thing, too. If anybody's a fan of podcasts, obviously, just this past week, the Iconics released their new podcast. So if you miss them, miss the Iconics, you can get a good listen to them. It's called Off something. I can't remember the name of it, but it was interesting.
Yeah, okay, I'm an Iconics fan, so I'm certainly going to be there. You guys have a great week. Take it easy, Rob. Take it easy, Dan. Take it easy, Danger. See you, Furby. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.